This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And away we go with another hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the man of the hour, available at 888-553-7536. Some people prefer, because of the busy times we're in, to email to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Any questions you may have about anything, vaccines, your heart, your gut, whatever it is, the medical news of the week that Ken does such a great job investigating, all of this brought to you by the folks who want you to beat the odds. Yes, Super Beats. We'll tell you about them and how you can save money ordering using Dr. Ken's name at Super Beats. And then the other item that is helpful for people that helps us to bring you this program, the folks at Zona Plus. Both of these things have high marks from Dr. Ken, who's a noted cardiologist at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. A lot of people who are in that area love going to see Ken. He has thousands of people that have been his patients over the years that have been helped by him. So if you'd like to take advantage of his expertise like I do every year, I go down for a complete physical from Ken. You can call him from anywhere in the country and go down and visit and take advantage of some of the other things you can do down there, like go to the Space Coast and go to Disney, etc. 352-735-1400. Put you in touch with Dr. Ken's office. 352-735-1400. Now, may I invite you to spend the next hour of Good Day Health with me and with Dr. Ken, so you can understand why it is that Ken is so highly regarded, highly respected for his knowledge and ability to look through a lot of different items and explain them for the benefit of people that may have the problem, like people who have flaca. What is flaca? F-L-A-K-K-A. Never heard of it before.
Flaca, hi Doug, it's great to be with you again. Flaca is actually not a disease, a diagnosis, but down here in Florida, we know about this, but this is a problem throughout the country. What brought it to the attention this week was a 19-year-old college student may have been on the hallucinogen flaca when he allegedly stabbed a couple and ate one of the victim's faces. It took multiple officers and police dogs to stop the Florida State University sophomore. Doug, flaca is an amphetamine-like stimulant that is similar to bath salts. These are not the kind you put in a tub. Flaca is called gravel in some parts of the country. The drug is cheap. It's sold at $3 to $5 a dose and is considered highly addictive. The long-term effects of this drug are unknown. There's a very violent drug. This is a very violent drug. It causes frightening hallucinations. The drug is a stimulant similar to angel dust and PCP. Where flaca differs from these other uppers is that the drug can cause a condition that's called excited delirium. The condition can cause paranoia and hallucinations that can make the user violent and raise a person's body temperature to dangerous levels. Users are also said to exhibit super strength or don't appear to feel pain, and this is just something you want to stay far, far away from, but unfortunately it is getting a little popular in the drug culture throughout the country.
Really? Flaca. Sounds like something you'd have in your cereal. Flaca. All right, so it's not good. The question comes as a result of some information that was produced this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association about acetaminophen, which is basically aspirin, isn't it?
aspirin is basically Tylenol, but acetaminophen is just snuck into so many over-the-counter medicines where they need some pain relief, especially those sinus combination medications. So you really have to check the ingredients very carefully in any over-the-counter medication.
So, but for people who are pregnant, do you see the story about the woman who had the baby on the plane? This week, a woman who was 7 months pregnant, so she was flying. I don't know what's the usual, not requirement, but the suggestion. At what month are you supposed to stop flying? Is there a time normally recommended
by
doctors?
There is a time. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. So she was 7 months pregnant. Water broke on the plane. A couple of the flight attendants who had nursing backgrounds came to the aid. The baby was born, I think, 5 pounds, 7 ounces. And the airline, geniuses that they were, gave this baby a card, membership card in their frequent flyer program, and 1,000,000 miles to start out with. That was kind of a cool thing. But having,
you can fly up to 36 weeks.
36 weeks.
If you have an uncomplicated pregnancy.
Right. Gestation.
However, but more than 28 weeks if you're having a concern about premature labor.
Really? All right. So she was right on the cusp then, it would seem, of flying. And she wasn't an American, so it may be that some countries have different rules than others, or some people know.
Well, some of the airlines are uneasy about allowing 28 weeks or more because of the risk of premature labor.
How do you know, really? I mean, but you have to
How do you know how far along you are?
Yeah, well, how is the airline going to know how far along you are?
Well,
it's
a matter of being truthful. And also, to the woman who's traveling, if you're at that 28-week point, you definitely, this is an individualized question. You want to talk to your doctor and see what your doctor thinks about you. Mm-hmm. Anyone at 28 weeks should do that. That's a personalized decision.
Okay, that makes good sense. In a moment, we're going to talk more about vaccinations. There is a massive yellow fever outbreak, and so vaccinations.
We never talked about acetaminophen. You brought that up.
Oh, I did. I thought we did finish it. No? We talked about as it applies to pregnancy, or just as what it is. You said it was Tylenol. I thought it was just aspirin or some of these other over-the-counter products.
Talked about what it is, but not what the news is in the medical journals this week.
How did I get off on that, Tidge? Tangent number one. All right, so let's explain what's the study, what's the story.
Because up until this week, it was thought that acetaminophen was one of the things that a pregnant woman could take safely, because this is always a big issue. Drugs should or should she not take when she's pregnant? JAMA Pediatrics this week reports that, in fact, the use of acetaminophen to relieve pain and fever, which has generally been considered safe during pregnancy, but recent research published this week has found, in fact, that acetaminophen use in pregnancy drug may increase the risk of a range of behavioral problems in children. So now the recommendation is, before you use it, you must talk to your doctor, and it should not just be one of the drugs that's generally felt to be safe.
All right. Be safe rather than sorry, especially if you're pregnant. All right. We'll pause for a moment because I want to have Ken talk about Zona Plus and why it is you should discover this. There's a risk-free satisfaction guarantee. If you want to manage, you've got extremely high blood pressure. Ken has been recommending this for years. He's on their website at ZonaPlus.com talking about the effectiveness of Zona Plus, mostly because it's not a drug, right?
It's absolutely not a drug. It's just one of these smart devices to control your blood pressure. And unfortunately, about 80% of us before we leave planet Earth will have high blood pressure. And this is so important to take care of so you don't have a heart attack or a stroke and you don't damage circulation problems. Guys, you don't want to get erectile dysfunction. You will if your blood pressure is not under good control. And many people want to avoid medications. This is a way way to try to avoid medication. Of course, you want to get your lifestyle under control, get down to ideal body weight, mental stress under control, get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night, eliminate extra salt from the diet. And then if your doctor is recommending to go to that first drug, a good alternative is this handheld grip device that you use 12 minutes, 5 days a week, and evidence-based studies show, of course, it's safe, but it is effective in so many people. 3 to 4 weeks, get your blood pressure down. If it doesn't work, they'll return your money.
All right, so use it once a day, 12 minutes, that's it. There have been a number of clinical studies confirming regular use of the Zona Plus device can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10%. Use it for 4 to 8 weeks. If it doesn't have an impact, you get your money back. Wow, this is really good, though. The study, Ken, that shows 20% drop in triglycerides as well as an additional benefit to using this therapy from Zona Plus. Great reviews by very respected health newsletters. Lots and lots of happy users, tens of thousands, as a matter of fact. This is made in America. That's why it's also beneficial for you right now to call 866-669-9662. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 866-669-9662. Pretty easy to remember that number, right? 866-669-9662. Mention Dr. Ken and Good Day Health, and you get a $50 savings plus free shipping on the Zona plus the Zona plus Zona.com is the website. Go to tryzona.com or call 866-669-9662.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179, and it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages and up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance, and more incredible deals from just 69 cents, plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. During the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, supermodel Gisele Bündchen set a distinctly Brazilian tone for the Games by taking a long, sultry walk across the stage to the song, Girl from Ipanema. That song, first released in 1964, has become the second most recorded pop song in history. It made millions for the Brazilian songwriters, but the real-life Girl from Ipanema who inspired them to write it didn't get a penny. After the two songwriters died, she opened a boutique in Rio and called it, can you guess? That's right, The Girl from Ipanema. That didn't sit well with the heirs of the song's creators, though. They own a trademark on the name, and they sued her. Let's be fair, they may have had a legitimate claim, but the lawsuit was strongly criticized in Brazil. The woman who inspired the famous song is widely loved in her country, and in the end, the judge ruled in her favor. Today, if you go to Rio and visit that store, you may just have a chance to meet the real girl from Ipanema. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Who is a cardiologist. This is Good Day Health at 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Get involved by dialing 888-553-7536 because it's a tribute to Dr. Ken. 888-55-DRKEN. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. Okay, so I think we did give enough time to the pregnancy discussion?
I think we did.
We did okay on that. Okay. So now another study from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, one of Ken's favorite journals for obvious reasons, focus on your parents and how long you will live, which is really I'm involved in a program called the Constellation Study, Ken, which looks at your history, your genealogy, your family, and how it affects in a different way your ability to deal with problems in your life. Why do you have certain problems, especially things that come from the sort of relations that we all have? How do we get along? And there are patterns that are deeply seated that go back generations. And I'm going to guess that that's the case with your physical health as well as your emotional health.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's an amazing responsibility being a parent because you affect that child for a long, long time, probably its entire life. And this was confirmed in a study reported this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology that your parents may have a significant influence on how likely you are to stay healthy later in life. The parents' longevity is linked to their offspring's heart health, so long-lived parents may reduce the risk of morbidity and mortality in their kids.
Wow. All right. When smoking, drinking, doing drugs when you're pregnant, this we know better now. When I was in my mother's womb, didn't know any better. So my mother smoked, as she had, and how many others have had that same experience with parents, you know, doing things because they didn't know any better. Now we know better, and there's no excuse for it, frankly.
I wonder what we're doing that we don't know better now that we'll know better in 30 years.
What do you think? devices, smart devices, not exercising enough, not keeping your body up to its full potential in terms of shape, your health and well-being, the way that we eat bad things. And so, I mean, how many times have you gone to a
restaurant? That's a pretty good list.
Public. You see these overweight parents, mother and father, and the kids are obese. I think that's maybe an answer, don't you?
Yes. Sitting and obesity are going to be the new smoking in 30 years.
Right. All right. Let's talk about vaccines, because there's a massive yellow fever outbreak in Africa, running rampant in parts of Africa. So health organizations are trying one of the largest emergency vaccine campaigns in the history of Africa. The World Health Organization trying to vaccinate 14 million people because yellow fever is spread by mosquitoes. Is this back to, it's not the same as the Zika, but some people will perhaps confuse the two. Is this vaccine going to be safe?
It's a different virus.
Yeah, it is a different virus. So we have plenty of that vaccine, right? Somebody's manufactured enough of it so that they can distribute it around to millions.
They're lining up. You can see the smiles on those poor children.
Yeah. So does it have to be given to children? Is it only children that are affected by this?
No, it's everybody.
Yeah. Doctors Without Borders is doing a lot of the administering of this. They do pretty good work, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are they, you know, this continuing question, though, about whether vaccines are safe, Ken, you know, that comes up more and more and more. I was just looking at something that was sent to me by someone who listens to you and the other doctor on Good Day Health, Jack Stockwell, Focus and Disagree, a guy named Michael. It says, let's see here, vaccines are wrongly not classified as drugs, but as biological agents. Do you agree with that?
Wrongly classified
as drugs. They are not classified as drugs. They are biological agents. So says this fellow. He says he's a researcher in vaccines. So what's the difference? I guess I would ask.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's a fine point.
It is. Yeah.
The key is that yellow fever is lethal. It's carried by the same mosquito that carries the Zika virus.
Really?
And there is a vaccine that protects people, but few adults have been immunized. The big problem is in Angola right now, when yellow fever broke out originally last December. And fortunately, there is this vaccine. So, you know, if you get yellow fever, you're going to die. So right here, you're on the balance bar on the balance beam, and of course, the risk of not getting this vaccine far outweighs the risk of the vaccine.
Dr. Ken, 29 past the hour.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of the Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Your friends are on the air on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. We are here talking about the issues, the health issues of the week, ways to understand what's going on with your health and well-being from a man who has studied many bodies. How many naked bodies do you think you've seen over your lifetime?
Thousands.
Thousands of naked bodies.
All right, I never looked at it that way.
No, well, I didn't either, so it just popped in my head just then, as a matter of fact. The mass transit commuter situation. I saw something this morning I meant to send to you, and then I didn't, like a bad boy. This study says that you're more likely to get sick from a virus if you're infected by the virus in the morning. Bacteria have cells that let them survive and reproduce in your body independently. Viruses need to hijack the host cells, but a study from the University of Cambridge, Ken, says that these cells may be more vulnerable earlier in the day, which I find fascinating. The research apparently looked at mice, found viruses spread 10 times more effectively when the animals get up in the morning. I don't know if they checked them out on the commuter rail or what they where they had these mice, but it was around sunrise. The virus, when the day awakens, it seems the virus awakens. What do you think of that? That's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
There's the variations with time throughout the human and living cell, and cells differ from moment to moment. They all have internal clocks.
I wonder, this would support the past finding that flu vaccines and other vaccines are more effective if you get the shot in the morning. You buy into that? That's what this would basically suggest. Get your shots in the morning.
I don't know if the shots take, they don't work immediately. They have to stimulate the immune system, so I don't think that really would play a role.
No. All right, I'm asking.
Sure, the vaccines stimulate the immune system, and then the immune system fights the bug. Mm-hmm. And it's not directly the vaccine, so you have to wait and give the immune system a bit of time to rev up and start producing whatever it does to neutralize the bug, and that is how these vaccines work.
All right. What is the latest on the Zika? You're in Florida. Florida officials say that there is more possibility this week than last week of a local Zika spread. Anybody, you're in Central Florida, but there are certainly tens of thousands of people there every day visiting the Space Coast, Cape Canaveral, Disneyland, all the other things that are resort-focused, getting on boats and taking cruises, whether it's out over in Daytona or Cape Canaveral. You see the ships there when you go over the bridge. This is an area where it's seen the most action. So what do you have as a late sort of addition to this, because more and more people every week seem to be coming down with this.
The latest news about Zika, Doug, this week is a publication in the New England Journal of Medicine where actually Zika was transmitted in the blood supply. Somebody who found out about 2 or 3 days after they donated blood, a good citizen, notified the people that they had donated it to, and then they then figured out where the blood was transfused, and the person who received the blood fortunately did not get the Zika, but the Zika is in the blood and can be transmitted via blood transfusions. And we're now at a point where we will have technology to screen the blood, and the blood supply will be safe and it will be screened.
Really?
That's the latest news on Zika. And the other bit of late-breaking news was somebody who was in Texas who came down with Zika after traveling and catching it in this little dot of a point, a small square few miles near Miami where this has been localized. The mosquitoes do have the virus, and somebody from Texas was there, flew back to Texas, and came down with Zika.
Really?
So if you are pregnant, you want to stay out of that little town in Miami, but and as well as other places. Puerto Rico is really getting hit by this, all our friends in Puerto Rico. But again, you know, this is mostly an issue of people who are pregnant or want to become pregnant.
All right. An issue to be considered and concerned about. But I don't like the news media approach of scaring everybody, but I think you've got to have the facts.
There's still under 2,000 people in America who've been diagnosed with this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there are very...
Just to put it in perspective, it's about 1,600 up to the moment, plus or minus. It's under 2,000. So, but the concern is that this could take off and escalate. And I really think that, you know, we all don't have to live in fear of this. It's just... on a person-to-person basis, the woman who is pregnant or thinking about it just has to be aware of where they are physically, and you want to stay out of, fortunately, the locations where the virus is located currently is pretty well known, and you just want to stay out of those areas.
Okay, got it. I was looking at the obituaries the other day. Not exactly uplifting, but you know, people go to the horoscopes and the obituaries first after they've looked at the local headlines. And the reason I bring it up is because I found four or five women. I actually kept the paper. There are four or five women who are, they range in age from 51 to 63. Mary Mulhern, Pauline Imbrunon, Rosemary Fitzgerald, Margaret.
What town is this?
This is Boston, the Boston Globe.
Okay.
And they all died of cancer. Breast cancer, for the most part, uterine cancer. But these are young women in their 50s who are dying of this. And I think that's why I looked at these pictures of these women. I'm thinking, are these pictures recent pictures, or are these old pictures of women who are older who have died? And they aren't. They're a younger woman. This woman, this Mary Mulhern, was 51 years old. McLaughlin was 53 years old. 5 years battling breast cancer. The other one, uterine cancer. Here's Suzanne Kathleen Winkler, who was 61. She had been suffering with uterine cancer for a number of years. I think to myself, what in the world? If you were to get a newspaper, even though people died younger on average 100 years ago, there wouldn't have been anybody dying of this kind of cancer. Would there have been?
Oh, well, there would have, and we're reporting it better. But let me put this in a broader context, Doug.
Please, yeah.
For you're reporting on deaths of relatively young women, but...
Right.
Let me ask you this question, because doctors often don't get this one right. What's the number one cause of death of women at all age groups, no matter what it is, young or old?
Heart attacks. Heart disease.
Exactly. Yeah. Since 1984.
You told me that before, so I mean, I know.
Right.
That.
And since 1984, more women have died of heart disease than men, and this continues. The men are getting better and better, and less men are dying, but the women, it's plateaued. Their rates of death from heart disease just seem to sit tight at the same current rate. But it's not even close, and it's in all age groups, young and old, that many, many more women die of heart disease.
Yep. So what do we do about it? I mean, the cancer, heart disease, they're both horrible, and they both seem to be on the rise. Is it back to your five things, eating, exercise, getting enough sleep, that simple?
Well, you mean all of it, or for women, what question?
Women. Let's talk about women.
Okay,
women's needs.
The needs of women and heart disease, and there's a lot of effort here, is actually research to understand why women get heart disease and how to treat it, because it's very, very different. Up until the 1980s, 90s, and really in the beginning of 2000, women weren't even included in the research that was done on the heart. And women get heart attacks differently than men. Women have different symptoms. The drugs react differently to women. So it's very, very different. And we're finally, fortunately, there's something called the WISE study that's coming out of the National Institutes of Health that we've really learned in the last 10 years so well how to diagnose and treat heart disease in women, but there's still a lot more that we need to know. And women's hearts are very different than guys' hearts, and we're really understanding the differences.
Psychology is a lot different.
And that's why we've done so much better at decreasing the death rate in men, because the men were in all the studies, and we're treating women's hearts by men's hearts, and they're different.
So how much of it is in the Framingham Heart Study? One would wonder how much of the women, I'm thinking mostly families that were in the Framingham Heart Study, but was their attention given more to men? Than
yes.
Women?
And again, so we need, how do you help the women? The way you do is, again, the lifestyle, diet, exercise, after the doctor says it's okay, eliminating stress, getting enough sleep, not smoking, eliminating alcohol, 0-1 serving per day, and then knowing your four numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, getting down to ideal body weight, and then having a talk with your doctor about risk reduction, about heart prevention. It's not a four-letter word. And then the other thing is doing a lot of research, as is being done specifically not only on men, but also on women's hearts, which are different than guys' hearts.
All right, speaking of research, a ton of research has been done on the system which you study every day, all day long, your circulatory system, and how it's implemented, the expanded blood flow, implemented by the use of Superbeets. What are the facts? This is, I guess we would consider this a supplement, Superbeets, but it's all natural. It's a powdered, non-GMO beet. And so when you have signs of being sluggish, no energy, that sort of thing, one ought to reach for Superbeets, don't you think?
And this, yes, and this is something that's important for men and women. The body uses not only oxygen and carbon dioxide, but the third gas is nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is used by the red blood cells who carry the oxygen from head to toe. And in one arm, they've got the oxygen, and the other arm, they've got their nitric oxide. And the nitric oxide is like a garage door opener. It gets sprayed at the circulation, and the circulation then relaxes and opens and lets the red blood cell in, so the red blood cell can deliver that oxygen from head to toe. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, the red blood cell can't get in. The oxygen can't be delivered from head to toe, and the blood pressure goes up, and your body just doesn't function well. So much of the signaling in the body is done by this nitric oxide, and you need to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks so that the factories can work. And this Neogenics company has two fine products, Neo 40. They build up your supply of nitric oxide, and you can get their saliva test. I recommend everyone check your nitric oxide level. This is Nobel Prize winning research. And then again, if you need that boost, that sudden energy, instead of those high caffeinated drinks, you can take their Super Beats product and get a sudden jolt of nitric oxide, and this gives you the energy you need to get through the day or with your workouts.
All right, so Super Beats does not taste like vegetables, tastes good, mild berry flavor. You will love the taste, and that's very important in many different respects. So here's the number to call with your first order for Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Dial 800-655-4183 and get on the program. You'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order, plus a copy of the book, Beat the Odds, which explains what Ken was just talking about in detail and other things as well. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
How strong is Allegra D?
Makes my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. During the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, supermodel Gisele Bündchen set a distinctly Brazilian tone for the Games by taking a long, sultry walk across the stage to the song Girl from Ipanema. That song, first released in 1964, has become the second most recorded pop song in history. It made millions for the Brazilian songwriters, but the real-life girl from Ipanema who inspired them to write it didn't get a penny. After the two songwriters died, she opened a boutique in Rio and called it, can you guess? That's right, the girl from Ipanema. That didn't sit well with the heirs of the song's creators, though. They own a trademark on the name, and they sued her. Let's be fair, they may have had a legitimate claim, but the lawsuit was strongly criticized in Brazil. The woman who inspired the famous song is widely loved in her country, and in the end, the judge ruled in her favor. Today, if you go to Rio and visit that store, you may just have a chance to meet the real girl from Ipanema. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen, another hour of Good Day Health at 53 past the hour. We continue focusing on your heart, your gut, your body, your brain. I saw something, ways to keep your brain healthy and sharp, keep yourself moving, eat well, know your blood pressure, drink moderately, stay connected to reality, discover a new talent, get a good night's sleep. Make sure you're in constant communication, regular communication with your doctor, and have more sex. What is that? I suppose that gets the blood up.
Keeps the prostate healthy.
Yeah, well, but I mean,
in guys at least.
The brain is something that is we talk a lot, without being facetious, about super beats and getting the blood to your brain, but that really is. Getting and all these other things do the same thing, the movement part and the things that you can eat. You can eat foods that build up the consistency of the blood flow, right? You can eat things that will slow down your blood flow and your heart.
Exactly. You know, the Alzheimer's Association just put out 10 ways to love your brain. Can I get the big voice announcer?
Hold on a second. Let's pause for a minute for a couple of announcements, and then we'll make sure we have time to get these all in. Yes, you'll get your big voice announcer right after this.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne, Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get to the big voice announcer, top 10 list.
Number 1.
10 ways to love your brain from the Alzheimer's Association. Exercise your body.
Number 2.
Exercise your brain by taking a class.
Number 3.
Don't smoke.
Number 4.
Get your blood pressure and diabetes under control.
Number 5.
Eat a healthful diet, the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet.
Number 6.
Sleep well, 7 to 8 hours a night. Treat insomnia and sleep apnea. Very important.
Number 7.
Get help for your depression and anxiety.
Number 8.
Be socially active.
Number 9.
Challenge your mind with games, art, and hobbies.
Number 10.
Protect your head, wear a seatbelt, use a helmet when riding a bike, and take steps to prevent falls.
Wow.
Those are
so
good.
What do you glean out of that now that you've gone through the list?
There's a lot of things you can do with your lifestyle that help lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. It's very important. It's amazing what each one of us can do as an individual.
Yep. All right. Nancy asked me to ask you what a microbiome, I never even heard this word before, microbiome is. Do you know what that is? Ever heard the term before?
Is she asking about the diet?
No, I don't know. Just the question is about microbiome. Microbiome. This must be some measurement of
what's
in your...
Well, the National Institutes of Health had this initiative. It was a goal of identifying, Doug, and characterizing the microorganisms which are found in association with both healthy and diseased humans. It's kind of your microbial flora, you know, each one of us has.
Right.
And that's what I think she's referring to.
So it would tell you how healthy your gut is then, probably.
Correct.
I'm guessing, yeah. Would this be something that ought to be tested, everybody's physical?
Well, we're trying to figure out, that's I think, the future, how to figure out how to evaluate it and then how to adjust it.
Yeah, I would think so. That would be...
Stay tuned.
Would be good for your long-term health and well-being.
Absolutely.
Yes, stay tuned. Every week at this time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats and the Zona Plus. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.